Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, July 17th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, and here's what's going on. After a few days break for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the MLB is back with a vengeance today and something like 16 or 17 games. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always found it really difficult to look at a schedule of baseball games and figure out which ones were worth watching and which ones weren't, which ones were worth promoting in this segment and which ones weren't. So during the All-Star break, I spent some time with the data and created a nice little table of what Major League Baseball should I watch today. It's available at www.dearsportsfan.com/MLBforecast, and you should check it out. From looking at it today, I can tell that there are three really exciting games. One matinee, two at 7 p.m. The matinee starts at 2:10 p.m., and it's the Kansas City Royals at Chicago White Sox. This is a divisional game, and it's on national television on MLB Network. The other two really exciting games are the Los Angeles Dodgers at Washington Nationals. That's the most exciting game of the day, and the Tampa Bay Rays at Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays and Rays are within the same division, and they're pretty well matched, but really the jewel of the day is the Dodgers and Nationals. They don't play in the same division, but they are on national television, and they're both really good and very well matched. Other than baseball, we've got our normal summer morning sports from Europe. We've got the British Open in men's golf. And looking at the leaderboard after the first day, we've got an American, Dustin Johnson, leading, followed by a bunch of people right behind, one stroke behind him. A South African, a Scottish guy, another American, an Australian, a British guy, and a guy who seemed to have no country. No flag on the standings there next to Robert Streb. Not sure where he's from. Anyhow, the second round has started about 3 hours ago now. It's 7 in the morning, and it started at 4 in the morning Eastern time. Check that out. That's on ESPN. In the Tour de France, after three really tough days in the Pyrenees, the Tour moves into just hilly stages for the next 4 days. Then there's a rest day, and then they're back in the Alps. So I wouldn't expect too many changes in standings today, but it should be like the clouds lifting after a big storm. Later on in the day, there's the Pan Am Games on ESPN3 basically all day, and then at 8 p.m. on ESPN2, there's a mostly tape-delayed but some live show, and could be featuring some women's basketball. The United States plays the Dominican Republic at 7 p.m. Eastern, so I'm guessing they'll carry at least some of that game live right at the start of the telecast. And there's just a slew of other things, beach volleyball, track cycling, some gymnastics, team handball, which is always really fun to watch. There's sailing, there's swimming, squash, there's a little bit of everything. So if you love just getting a few minutes of sports, probably some good backstory, that's the thing to watch. There are two soccer games of note today, both at 11 p.m. Eastern time. So way over on the West Coast, you might be interested here. I will be sleeping. In Major League Soccer, there's a regular season game between the LA Galaxy and San Jose Earthquake. The Galaxy are traditionally really, really good, but they're just sort of middle of the pack this year, and the Earthquake are a little bit below middle. That one is on Univision Deportes and Unimas, both Spanish language channels, but I think if I remember right, one of them, you can try pressing the SAP button and you'll get English language commentary, so that's pretty cool. The other game is part of the International Champions Cup, which is just a glorified set of club friendlies, as far as I'm concerned, but there is actually a competition for an award at the end. But this one features England's Manchester United playing America from Mexico. If you don't know, America is basically the Manchester United of the Mexican League. They've won more than anyone else. So that one is 11 p.m. It's on Fox Soccer To Go USA, which I think is a streaming service, and also ESPN Deportes. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, July 17th, 2015. Find us on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother, Jesse Fisher, for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.